This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is out this week. We'll begin with the Boston City Council and its vote yesterday to approve, by the slimmest of margins, a new redistricting plan. Concerns over what that new map might mean for minority representation on the council led to that close vote, 7-4, 6 against. Councillor Charles Yancey represents Mattapan and Dorchester, and he joins us in the studio now. Councillor Yancey, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I enjoy listening to Radio Boston, and thank you for focusing on one of the greatest cities in the United States of America.
I appreciate your pitch there for our great city. But let's talk about this current redistricting proposal, which some people seem to think is not so great. You've got several concerns about it. What are they?
Three basic concerns. First of all, the populations are not equal. It's within the legal range. It's at 8.3% versus the 10% maximum range. Basically, the difference between the average of 68,622 and 5% above and 5% below.
So basically, there are different numbers of people in each district.
Yes, yes. And ideally, to adhere to the principle of one person, one vote, every district should be equal. I submitted a plan that's a lot tighter than the one that we actually voted on. I have a variance of 3% versus 8%. The second concern is that it splits too many neighborhoods. It fails to unite neighborhoods which could have been united. For example, Mattapan Square is split in half. Two precincts from that area is attached to the Hyde Park District. That's fractionalizing and marginalizing Mattapan. And the new wrinkle for this map is that it also splits the neighborhood of Lower Mills, where the Baker Chocolate Factory is, et cetera. So that's the second concern. Third concern, I think, is just as serious. Boston is a very diverse city. It's increasingly so. In fact, 53% of the city of Boston is made up of people of color. And yet, only 44% of the districts majority people of color, thus guaranteeing that whites will have a majority of the district seats on the city council, not reflective of the makeup of the city, and just repeating the overrepresentation of some groups and underrepresentation of people of color.
Now, let me ask you, Councillor Yancey. Boston, I absolutely take your point about the truth of its what's been called, quote-unquote, majority status as a diverse city, but some of the neighborhoods aren't necessarily as diverse as others. I mean, in terms of the racial mix. So is it even physically possible to draw districts that don't have a predominantly, you know, one ethnic or color group over another?
Well, we certainly have demonstrated that we can create a map that has five districts that are majority people of color, not of a single race. For example, the fifth district would be in the northern part of the city, where we would take the largely Latino population in East Boston, combine it with the largely Asian population in Chinatown, and you have a new district of color where 55% of that population is people of color.
So there all are possible alternatives.
Oh, yes,
and
there are.
And you've actually proposed some of your own. But let me ask you,
yes.
South Boston Councillor Bill Linehan, who chaired the redistricting committee, if I remember correctly, he faced a very tough challenge in his last election.
Yes, he did.
And his initial plan jettisoned Chinatown from his district, where that challenger, who you know had challenged him, was from. So, did Chinatown and his district make it into the final plan?
Yes, it did, and I want to commend Tom Menino for speaking out against the initial map provided by Councilor Linehan, because his concern was that Chinatown would have been split under that plan. So I commend Mayor Menino for pushing back on that, telling the city council that they should not split Chinatown. And I'm asking the mayor of Boston to veto the plan as it exists today, because it continues to split Mattapan. Mattapan is really in a desperate situation. It needs unity, not marginalization, which is represented by the plan that was passed yesterday.
Has Mayor Menino responded to your overtures to him? Have you been able to talk with him
about
this?
Not as yet. We just voted on this yesterday, but we'll be discussing that with him perhaps as early as tomorrow.
Now, I understand that some voting rights groups have essentially threatened to sue the city of Boston if this new redistricting plan goes forward. Would you support such a lawsuit?
Not on the basis that they intend to sue. It's my understanding that their suit would complain about the large proportion of people of color in District 4, the district that I represent, arguing that we could take some population out of District 4 and add it to adjacent districts. The problem is that it's not increasing the number of districts of color. Under the so-called coalition, they are proposing only 4 districts of color out of the 9. And the other problem is that the adjacent districts are already predominantly people of color. So it's just rearranging some of the precincts, upping the numbers in District 3 by a few percentage points. But in terms of the bottom line, it doesn't increase the power of people of color. And it may benefit candidates of color in District 3 to a limited extent, but not much more.
Councillor Yancey, let me ask you last question, because we can talk a lot about sort of where we should draw the lines, essentially,
yes.
Some
Everyone
of which might be a little
point.
Hard to see
sure.
on the radio.
Right.
But you're getting to this fundamental question of fairness in terms of representation for residents of the city of Boston on the city council.
That's right.
I mean, this is an important question for Boston because the city council in years past has gone through sessions where sometimes representatives or councillors of color voted one way and white councillors voted entirely the other. I mean, are we looking at a possibility where if this plan were to go through, that we would have some longstanding tensions resurface on the city council?
Well, that's always possible. And as the longest serving member of the city council, I'm in my 29th year. I was a spokesperson for the campaign for district representation in 1981. And the purpose of district representation was to ensure that people of color and other unrepresented groups had a voice on the city council. The map that was approved yesterday violates that basic principle because people of color are still underrepresented. We don't have a strong system of one person, one vote, and too many neighborhoods, particularly the neighborhood of Mattapan, which, we hear all the bad news about Mattapan. Mattapan is a great community, wonderful people. Yesterday, I provided each of my colleagues with more than 200 petitions pleading with the city council to put Mattapan back together and treat Mattapan with the same level of respect that we treat South Boston and Charlestown and the other neighborhoods of this great city.
Charles Yancey is the District 4 councilor on the Boston City Council. As you heard, he represents Mattapan and Dorchester. Councilor Yancey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you for your continued focus on the city of Boston.
Stay with us because up next we'll take a look at the state of Massachusetts and a class action lawsuit brought against it on behalf of foster children. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.